This is the UA News.
With 1 week until Election Day, Republican U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, headed Tuesday to political battleground states in a frantic push to shore up critical support to win a four-year term in the White House. Their travel plans reflect the state of the race, with polls showing Biden ahead of Trump by 7 to 9 percentage points nationally, and about half that in contested states that are likely to determine the overall outcome. On Tuesday, Trump has had appearances in three Midwestern states. He won in his upset victory over Democrat Hillary Clinton in 2016, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. He needs to win those states again to capture a second term in office. Meanwhile, the seemingly confident Biden has two stops in the southern state of Georgia, which has not backed a Democrat for president since 1992. Pollsters show Biden and Trump locked in a toss-up to win the state's 16 Electoral College votes. Typically, all of a state's Electoral College votes go to the candidate who receives the most popular votes in that state. Both Trump and Biden are looking to piece together state-by-state victories to get to a majority of 270 in the 538-member Electoral College, where the most populous states hold the most sway. Trump lost the national popular vote 4 years ago, and he's likely to again this time. But he retains a chance to win the presidency a second time in the Electoral College if he can claim wins in key battleground states he's visiting in the final days of his contentious campaign. You can find more on this and other stories at our website. The address is voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app and carry us around on your phone. This is VOA News.